A reading from Bede's Life of St. Cuthbert, chapter 39. I asked Cuthbert rather urgently what counsel he was going to leave us as his last testament or last farewell. He launched into a brief but significant discourse on peace and humility, and exhorted us to be on our guard against those who, far from delighting in these virtues, actively foster pride and discord. Preserve among yourselves unfailing divine charity, and when you have to hold counsel about your common affairs, let your principal aim be to reach a unanimous decision. Live in mutual concord with all other servants of Christ. Do not despise those of the household of faith. Do not think of yourselves any better than the rest. Famous last words is a nice little genre. One of the Marx brothers is reputed to have said on his deathbed, "This is no way to live." Now Cuthbert is dying. He's asked what advice he wished to leave behind. I wonder what you would say. I honestly have no idea what advice on living I would give. Jesus says, "Take heart, I have overcome the world, so hold fast to the Lord Jesus Christ and all will be well in the end," or something, perhaps. Cuthbert was very specific and hugely practical. He knew what communities could be like, and his advice seems to have been aimed squarely at the monastic community he was leaving behind. Our narrator summarizes it, then gives us a quotation. "In summary, what matters is peace and humility. Be on guard against those who instead foster pride and discord." He then says more. How do you do all that? How can you be pro-peace and humility and actively anti-pride and discord and those who foster them? First, he says, preserve among yourselves unfailing divine charity. To state what may be obvious, if I may, this is not charity in our modern sense of charitable giving or other charitable activities. It's charity as a state of mind, a willingness to see the best in others, to see their motives as good, to see in them the image of their Creator, and to appreciate them as children of the same Heavenly Father, to put others first and self last. In short, to see others with the kindness, forgiveness, and understanding that our Father extends to us, and to act accordingly. How much angst we would be spared if, say, as a church community, or as a village, or in our families, or as a nation, we preserved among ourselves unfailing divine charity. It's a bit of a takeaway phrase, isn't it? I rather like it, unfailing divine charity. But do I exhibit it? Would others use that phrase of me? That's the bedrock of Cuthbert's deathbed advice. It then has practical outworkings in his community. When making decisions about their common affairs, their aim was to reach a unanimous decision. Cuthbert lays down no rule. No doubt unanimity was not always possible, but it's the aim. But, you might say, and you'd be right, that can be a recipe for disaster. The nothing must ever change party will always get their way. Is that how that would work? Well, no, not if Cuthbert's rule is followed. Each is to show unfailing divine charity, which would mean viewing the other's motives in a certain way, putting others before self. So this practical outworking, the desirability of unanimity, only works if the bedrock of unfailing divine charity is present. I think when Cuthbert turns to a second statement of what looks like a new principle, he's really saying the same thing again. This time he says, live in mutual concord with all other servants of Christ. Is that virtually the same as preserving unfailing divine charity? It's close. But he then spells it out differently, and it's worth noting. He says, do not despise those of the household of faith. Do not think of yourselves any better than the rest. Our attitudes to others can, on occasion, leave a lot to be desired. Well, mine can, anyway. Cuthbert rebukes us, and not for the first time. When we consider, just to take an example, the current debates over the theology surrounding sexuality, it's obvious that there is a good deal of despising going on, along the lines of, I am properly liberal and you are a dinosaur, or I am orthodox and you are a heretic, that sort of thing. The same despising can arise in our attitudes to the way people use their money, or our attitudes to different occupations, or our attitudes to how someone parents their children, or any manner of things. There are ever-present temptations for all of us in which we can consider ourselves better than the rest, and then we soon trespass into the territory that Cuthbert warns us against entering. He says, delight in peace and humility. Be on guard against pride and discord. Pursue unfailing divine charity and mutual concord. Do not think of ourselves as any better than the rest. So simple and so very difficult. Another one that Cuthbert leaves for our prayers. Amen.